the Home Company on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
Someone somewhere once said, the home is where the heart is. So it's very important that you love yours. Which is why it's a great pleasure to introduce to the Home and Garden Show the Home Company, based in Skipton.
I'm Linda and I'm the manager of the Home Company, and I've been doing this for nearly 25 years now, which is hard to believe. It's still interesting and I enjoy it. Obviously, that's why I'm still doing it.
And I'm Michelle, I'm the assistant manager, and I've been in the furniture business for 17 years. Of course, I'm enjoying it probably more and more every year now anyway, and it's good that me and Linda have stayed with the Home Company, basically running it ourselves. And yes, I do still really, really enjoy working and selling and speaking to customers, yeah.
And we are currently sat in the Home Company. Would you like to describe to people whereabouts you are in Skipton, in case they're not sure quite where you're located?
We're just off the High Street in Skipton. As you come out on the Grassington Road, where you can see the Right Wines shop, which is a good point to see. And we're in the High Corn Mill.
And it's a huge showroom, actually. It's deceivingly big. When you come in, you think it's just going to be little, but it's massive. You've got a lot of stuff on display. What are you selling to people? So it's home furnishings, it's accessories. What does that mean?
That means everything that anybody would want to put in their home to dress it. It can be pictures, mirrors, rugs, all accessories, cushions, throws. It doesn't always have to be a big purchase like furniture, because you can change your room by just adding different accessories.
And it's quite gifty as well, isn't it? I've come in here thinking, I've got a couple of birthdays this month. I wouldn't mind picking up some presents while I'm here. I hope you don't mind me talking about budget. So this is a really, really nice balance between getting good value for money and things, you know, being cheap. It's not, nothing feels cheap in here, but it's definitely not expensive, is it?
That's exactly where we try to be. We want people to have quality, but be surprised that it's not as expensive as what they actually think. And we get a lot of comments about that, but we do strive for quality.
How do you go about choosing what's in here? Because we're an entire room, there are things of lots and lots of different colours, lots of different styles. How do you choose what comes into the Home Company?
Well, Michelle and I have just come back from the trade fair and we were looking for new things for the shop. We see current suppliers that we deal with, but we also try to find new suppliers. And we get the trends of the colours and different things that are changing for that season.
And what trade show was it that you went to?
It was Birmingham at the NEC. So it's a couple of days, it's hard work, but it's well worth it. And we get excited when we find new products.
What really took your eye for this season?
Well, some new sofas. A lot of the designs on the furniture as well was surprisingly quite retro. So it might be a 60s, 70s on the legs of the table, slightly more rounded, not as square, a bit softer lines on furniture. Geometric on cushions can be quite retro from past eras, but with a modern twist. So it's not looking old-fashioned.
And what about colour? Is colour important?
Well, obviously, we're coming into a seasonal thing again with spring, etc., and people do tend to change the cushions throughout the year.
Like people change their wardrobes, they also can change their cushions.
Do.
And you also, when I first came in, we were having a chat beforehand, and you talked to me about a type of chair that I didn't know what that meant. Tell me what chairs you were talking about.
Basically, we call it an accent chair in the trade, which is more or less, it can be an individual chair, like a wow chair in the room.
Like a person's accent would be.
Absolutely. Or we can marry it in with a sofa range that we do. So, yes, we call it an accent chair, yes.
Yeah, sometimes what people do is they might go for a plainish sofa and then add a bit of a wow with an accent chair
in vivid colour.
For instance, like what we've just been talking about, it could be in a geometric design with a plain sofa. So it's got that wow factor, but it's not all over.
So you've picked up all this information, the trends, from the trade show. How does it then work to get it back here into Skipton? And when can people come along to the Home Company and see this stuff?
Michelle and I obviously have the fun of spending the money to buy the new products.
The best
part. That will start filtering through in probably March, April, into the shop. So all the new things will arrive. We'll do new displays, change current displays. So it's keeping the shop fresh, giving our regular customers a new look.
And also we are expanding upstairs as well. So there will be a lot of new furniture upstairs as well. And like Linda said, lots of new displays on, you know, from March, April onwards, yes.
Double the number of floors and double the amount of fun. I love looking around places like this. It's lovely. If people want to find out a bit more about you, about what you do, is there anywhere that they can go for a bit more information, or is it a pop down?
Well, they can go on our website, thehomeco.net.
Yes.
And they can make inquiries online, or they can ring if they've got any queries or if they want to know anything about any products on there.
And otherwise, you know, people can pop in. Are you open 6 days a week?
7 days a week.
7 days a week,
yes,
even better.
Every
so
day.
They can pop in Skipton and they can come and see either of you two.
Yes.
Michelle or Linda, thank you very much for having us. And it is beautiful in here, so thank you.
Thank you.
The Home Company on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.